Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Ruler Brown of B-Cat Records in Atlanta, Georgia, via Kingston, Jamaica, where I've done a smash tune called Memories of You. Yes, on the Dennis Brown 50th tribute, here is Ed Robinson singing a big tune called Oh Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. He's on the track and you have to check that track. Yes, big tune.
We're missing you.
Now here comes Deli Ranks with a song called Please Don't Play With My Feeling, a very catchy tune. No play with my feeling. Mr. Deli Ranks giving all the memories out to Mr. Dennis Brown. Take a listen to this hot track from Richard Stevens, which says, yes, you've gone too soon. Yes, the brother's really gone too soon, but his memory lives on. Richard Stevens says, yes, you've gone too soon.
Godfather, we love.
Yes, folks, Ruler Brown says, make sure you pick up a 21 worldwide tribute and 95-minute DVD documentary based on Brother Dennis Brown's life. Yes, you can get it at dbtribute.org or go to your nearest record store. Make sure you get it. It's contagious. It's going fast. Spread the word. Yes, Dennis Brown's 50th tribute. Ruler Brown says so.
In honor of our seventh year in business, La Divas of Chicago Catering, that's www.ladivas.com, that's LEDIVAS, would like to offer a 30% discount off all our goods and services for parties of 25 persons or more. In addition, La Divas Catering is offering an additional 10% discount off all parties of 100 persons or more for a total of 40% off. These offers cannot be used in combination with any other offer. These offers expire on September 30th, 2009. So call us now at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. Today's message was brought to you by www.ladivas.com.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago.
Thank you.
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. Chicago's Black Business Network.com currently has close to 500 members. We're growing stronger every day. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience, and the world. The preceding announcements were from Rula Brown, who was on the 50th anniversary CD for reggae prince Mr. Dennis Brown. The artist from that anniversary CD will be on our Blog Talk Radio show on September 22nd. That's September 22nd, about 3 weeks from now at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That evening, we will have a celebration of Dennis Brown and the Dennis Brown Experience. They will share their songs and their determination to keep the memory of Mr. Brown alive and rocking. Watch our site for details. We're going to play a selection from that CD a little bit later in the show, so stay tuned. You also heard from La Diva's Catering Service in Chicago. The owner, Hussein Hill, is a member of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com, and you may contact him on our website for all of your catering needs in the Chicago area. We're excited this evening to have this particular guest with us. We're excited because we are a fan and a listener of Miss Wendy Franklin Muhammad on Blog Talk Radio. Miss Muhammad is known as the Authenticity Coach. We've been telling our members that if you don't know what that means, then you need to call in with your questions. We're going to take it right from the beginning, a conversation on authenticity and emotional intelligence, and we're just going to start from the very beginning, and we're going to grow together in this hour, and we're going to learn together in this hour. So stay tuned with us. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. We also want to let you know that we're giving away tickets to The Cycle on one of our upcoming shows. Could be tonight's show, could be next week's show, could be any time. If you're a member of Chicago's Black Business Network, you may even hear us call your name tonight. We are appreciative of the writer and producer of The Cycle for donating the tickets to Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. You may also purchase the tickets by calling 773-406-7633. That's 773-406-7633 to purchase tickets for The Cycle. Now, this stage performance will be presented on October the 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. So call FAME, F-A-M, Entertainment, at 773-406-7633 and order your tickets today. Tell them that we sent you, and we'll give you that number again a little later in the show. But the information is also on our Blog Talk Radio page. Look at our blog on our show page, and it's also on Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. We also we would like to welcome Ms. Valente Grant as our new co-host on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We've been very busy. We got a lot of things to do, people. We're doing a lot of things. Visit our website, and you will be able to view Ms. Grant's extensive profile on our main page. We're very, very fortunate to have her. We are seeking one more co-host to share this experience with us. If you are interested, please send me a private email on our website for the information. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio has listeners from all over the world, and we welcome you, the Blog Talk listening audience, to call in with your questions and comments. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and websites in the chat room. You may also sign into the Blog Talk Radio and become a member and leave a message for us. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. If you'd like to speak to us, if you have a question for the guests, if you have a comment, if you want to introduce yourself, we'll bring you on the air. Simply press the number 1, and it will indicate to us that you would like to speak with us. Once we see the little hand waving, We'll say the last four digits of your telephone number, and then we'll say, caller, you are on the air, and you know that your mic is live. We'll be right back after the song to speak with our guest, the Authenticity Coach, and to find out more about our own emotional intelligence and a whole lot more. This is Sonia Perdue, and you are listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Na 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 na. I'm not a groupie that follows the band, and I'm no good at one night stands. But I did put the woo in woman, and I'm looking for a stepping man. Tell me, baby, can you? The right place, dab on that perfume that sits on the shelf, and I look so fine, I can wine and dine myself, but I put the woo in woman, I put the woo in woman, I put the woo in woman, and I'm looking for a stepping man. Like jelly, cause I groove it smooth as jam. When it's over, you'll be the one to tell me I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo. Be discreet. I'm an old-fashioned girl, a one-man freak. So I don't need a man that hits and miss, cause I can put lipstick on and give myself a kiss. Cause I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Much time to live. I wonder why, when I have so much love to give. But tonight I'm not looking for a romance. Tonight all I wanna do is dance, dance, dance. Cause I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
Super Dave and Carol, you know you're some bad steppers. DC. Minnesota, LA, and anywhere else you're stepping, I want you to know that be it right or be it wrong, I'm so good I turn my own self on. So keep on stepping. I love you.
That was for all of you Chicago steppers. This is Sonia Perdue for Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. Our call number is 347-326-9477. Press 1 if you have a question or a comment. And I think that song, I Put the Woo in Woman by Carolyn Walden, sort of fits our guest this evening. Fits her perfectly. Wendy Franklin Muhammad, founder of The Authentic You, LLC, and known as The Authenticity Coach, wears so many hats and is gifted in so many ways. Not only is she gifted in many areas, she uses and develops these gifts. I went through our website this week, and wow, I was just wowed. I'm learning that there's a difference in saying that you can do a particular thing and actually doing it, and there's a difference in setting a goal and actually completing the goal. Now, many of these terms that we will hear this evening are not terms that we use in our everyday lives, and that's fine. They're words that we're unfamiliar with, but we're going to ask. That's why she's here. We're going to ask the authenticity coach to give us a little beginning course on what I'm going to call the art of authenticity and emotional intelligence. We're going to have her join us now. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sonia, for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited about you being here. We're going to talk a little bit more about all of your endeavors because there's a lot to talk about. I knew we wouldn't have no problem filling an hour and a half. We wouldn't even have a problem, but I just did that little song just for you. But did you like it?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
you're going to give us a little taste of what this is all about. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your endeavors, and then we'll go and we'll ask you some questions. Go ahead, Wendy. You got the floor.
Well, yeah, like you said, I am always busy just exploring a number of things. I'm probably one of those persons that you would call, and I say this in all humility, like a thought leader in the areas of business development, entrepreneurship, and authenticity. And with that comes a number of things, because when you take those three pieces, which we'll talk a little bit about tonight, and you kind of bust them open and drill down, there's so much that can be done. And I do most of it under the umbrella of my company called The Authentic You, LLC. And we can talk later about my services. But the idea behind the company, Sonia, and I'll tell you, I spent a number of years in the corporate world and, you know, pretty much depended on the corporate mindset and the corporate, you know, emotional set of, or the corporate emotional way of operating as a way of living and as a way of taking care of myself. And as I started to grow and evolve, I started to want more, and I started to change my relationship with the corporate world to more of a consultant and a thought leader as opposed to as an employee, coming from more of a dependent mindset. And once I started to transition that mindset and those thoughts and to do some different things, like a whole new world opened up to me. And I wanted to then start to help other people, entrepreneurs and emerging leaders, to do the same thing. And I'm still growing and expanding, so it's definitely not the end of the road for me, and I certainly haven't arrived, but it's a great way to be. And so one of the things that I did. I used to be in what I call like guru overload, where I was just studying and studying. It's something I've been doing since, I don't know, I said high school, and I think my mom said, no, you've been doing that before then. But I don't know, just having this thirst for knowledge. And what I found was that no matter what you study, whether it's, and this isn't to offend anybody and what they study, whether it's a religion, whether it's a philosophy, whether it's a psychology, you're only as effective as your command of your emotions allow you to be. And this is why we see really intelligent people who don't have anything, and then sometimes people who we might consider not to be so intelligent to have more. Most of it is, the key to it is emotional intelligence. And so I went through a series of classes and got certified as an emotional intelligence coach, and it was just something that I wanted to teach and to show people that it's such an easy tool that you can use to change your life overnight. It literally is what I call the primary tool that liberates our authentic self. And then that raises a whole other question, right? Like, what is the authentic self?
These all raise a lot of questions. Before we move to the next phase, let's talk about what you said a little bit. Because
sure.
Listening to you, I think people, most people have that desire, but they don't know how to express it that way. People want, when they say, I want my business on my own, I want my own thing, I don't want to work for anyone,
mm-hmm.
they're saying the same thing. I don't want to be a worker. I don't want to be dependent. I want to
mm-hmm.
approach it from a different way. They
mm-hmm.
don't know how. They're saying the same thing, and they don't know how. That's correct, isn't it, Wendy?
It is, you know, the key thing that we all have to work out of is that it starts with a mindset. Some people are lucky that when they're younger, maybe their parents put a certain mindset, instilled a certain mindset into them, so they just kind of grew up knowing that they would be entrepreneurs. Most people, if they grew up like me, the mindset was go to school, study hard so you can get a good job, and you can be perfect if you have the better job you have. And so that's the mindset that most of us grew up with and that we have. But times are changing, and what's starting to happen is that the world now is ripe for entrepreneurs and for independent thinkers, because you just aren't going to be in a position like our parents was to hold on to that same job for 30 or 40 years. And so using emotional intelligence is how you can come out of your emotional attachment to that mindset and the old way of doing things. And just let me define for those people who don't know, emotional intelligence, just in a nutshell, and I could go on and on and on about it, but in a nutshell, it's the ability to perceive, control, and evaluate emotions, whether it be your emotions or the emotions of somebody else. And our emotions...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that our emotions affect everything in our lives, namely the choices that we make and the types of thoughts and conversations we have to ourselves and to others. And those are the things that really govern and rule our lives.
So it's not enough for me to control my own emotions. So is emotional intelligence different from emotional maturity? Are we saying the same thing?
Emotional intelligence includes emotional maturity. So the idea is not – emotional control is one aspect of emotional intelligence, and emotional intelligence includes awareness of your emotions and the awareness of others' emotions, managing your emotions and managing the emotions of others, knowing how to change your emotional state so that it's productive. You know how you may notice sometimes when you're in a certain mood, everything seems to go right. Well, you don't. When you learn emotional intelligence, you don't have to wait till that mood just happens upon you. You know how to change your state like that so you can produce whatever it is that you want. It also includes emotional control, which then, you know, goes into a whole other set of skills. But those are the main primary components without, you know, digging into a whole lot of detail. So it's not so much controlling the emotions of others, Because with other people, what you want to be able to do is to be aware of and to manage their emotions. So you need to know what to say, what word choices to use to elicit the types of emotions that you want to elicit from other people, or if nothing else, just to read where they are emotionally so that you know how to effectively handle them. So emotional intelligence is not like some people get confused because they say, oh, I'm being emotionally intelligent, so they just shut down their emotional states. And the emotions are there for a reason. And so what we do when we teach you how to be emotionally intelligent is you may find yourself all of a sudden just feeling very afraid. So instead of saying, I can't be afraid, we sit there and we deal with that. And we say, I'm aware that I'm afraid. Why am I afraid? And what's going on with me? And so there's a certain series of steps that we can go through to help you figure out why you're in that state. It may make sense for you to be in a fearful state right now. And other times it may not make sense. It may have something to do with your thoughts or your belief systems, but emotional intelligence allows you to drill down on that and also then change your environment, your behaviors, and ultimately your choices.
I do believe all of those are there for a reason. Without the fear, I don't think you're going to survive. That is a very, very important emotion. It's, you know, it's a warning system. Now, emotional intelligence, control of your own emotions, understanding your own emotions, these, well, like thousands of others, are now conversations that you, I guess 99.9% of Americans have ever had, even though it's coming out more now. I've heard of it, you know. Of course, if it's been on Oprah, we know a little bit about it. But it's coming out a little bit more now. But still, I would think that 99.9% of Americans don't know a thing about emotional intelligence. And you indicate that it's one of, no matter what you're studying, what you're doing, that that affects your success rate for whatever endeavors that you have. Mm-hmm. So if that is the case, maybe some people are coming about it without even knowing that they're doing it. Is that what it is pretty much?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, you may stumble upon certain traits of it just based on what you've been taught. And somebody may have taught it to you without using those titles, you know, emotional intelligence, or without calling it that. So, yeah, you're right. Some people do stumble upon it, but a lot of people, even when they hear it, Sonia, don't realize how important it is. So if, for example, you know, let's say you're studying something, let's say you're really big into your church and you want to really study and you want to go to that next level and you want to attain that closeness with God. Or let's say you believe in a certain philosophy and you just want to be able to truly represent that philosophy. Well, once you begin to understand how your emotions cause you to interpret what you're reading, if you can figure out to either remove your emotions or use your emotions, you can be more effective. It even goes down to in your relationships or if you're negotiating a contract. If you can listen to somebody and remove your emotional reaction from what they're saying, or maybe use your emotional reaction as a way to figure out what they're saying, and all that has to do with awareness and understanding and managing, you will be much more effective. You know, I've had clients who went through. And you know how when you're on the outside looking in, you can almost always figure something out, but when it happens to you, you can't figure it out?
Absolutely.
Well, that's because your emotions aren't in the way, and your emotions are creating all this chaos that keep you from being able to properly interpret the situation.
So when we're reflecting back, that emotional input is not there. We're just a watcher, so we're looking at it, so we're evaluating it better. That's why it's always like, I should have did this. I could have done that. I don't know why I didn't do this. But because we've removed the emotion and we're a watcher. I see what you're saying. Am I saying that correctly, Wendy?
Yeah, you're a conscious observer, and so mean, it could be anything. You can watch something on television and you say, oh, my God, I can't believe they did this. This is so stupid. But it's easy for you to say that because you're not in it.
I guess you don't
have an emotional connection to it.
You said one thing, and we're going to talk about some of the things on your website. Let me just ask you this, and then I want you to tell us a little bit more about what you do. But I saw this on your website, and it says, my personal goal is to provide mental, physical, spiritual, and or financial increase to everyone I'm connected to. Can you explain that to me a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. The idea behind that, Sonia, is that what I want is from your connection to me, whether it's through our interview on Blog Talk Radio, whether it's through you meeting me in a business situation, whether it's a close relationship, whatever it is, I want you to walk away from that. Even if we decide that it's best for us to part ways, I want you to walk away from that saying, but I'm glad I met her. Or I learned something, or had I not met her, this good would not have happened to me. So I want to walk away being an asset in your mind, even if we're walking away, not a liability, not a burden, not something negative that you never want to see again.
I understand. That would be a great thing for each of us, wouldn't it? Boy, if we could exercise that one thing. Just walk away in the positive. Wow.
But, you know, it sounds bigger than what it is, Sonia. It's really not – it doesn't really take that much. And it probably is because of the kind of world that we're living in. But if you meet, you know, somebody at a restaurant, you know, saying a couple kind words to that person or giving them a little bit extra tip or just having a conversation that maybe lifts their day or putting yourself in their shoes and saying, you know, what would I want somebody to say to me if I was that person? So those are some of the small things. And what you do for yourself when you do that is you create this whole energy field around you that just attracts goodness and abundance and wealth and love. And so that becomes the energy field that you live in. So what happens with a lot of us is that we're kind of phony. And, you know, we've all been there, so I'm not saying nothing about that I haven't been through, where, you know, we practice all this good stuff, but then we go out in public and we got an attitude, we don't feel good, you know, we don't like something somebody said to us. And so we come across people and we, you know, we ruffle a few feathers. But what we don't realize is,
I'm like that every day of the week. But go ahead. I'm ruffling feathers. I'm yowling.
And it's not to say that you won't ruffle feathers or that you shouldn't. That's okay. But what I'm trying to say is that when we don't put our best energy out there, no matter what our situation is, then we have to be mindful of what they call like the boomerang effect or sowing the winds, because that same energy comes right back around to you.
They do.
And if you're
everything comes around, it goes around.
Uh-huh,
yes, they do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Been teaching it a long time too. And I kind of believe that all these old sayings, all these old things that people say that we say differently now, they mm-hmm. were said and done for a reason, because it was experienced through the ages. It hasn't, and these things haven't changed. We express them differently, a little bit
mm-hmm.
differently now. You reap what you sow. It's going to come back to you.
What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. We say it a little differently now, but all those things are there, was said for a reason. All those lessons were told to you for a reason. I want to ask you, you are on the board of directors of Motivate Me for Life. Tell us a little bit about what that is, and then I'd like you to go in and tell our people about your website and a little more about what you do.
Okay. Motivate Me for Life is a 501c3 organization based in Washington, D.C., and basically what we do is we help keep at-risk youth from becoming at-risk adults, and we provide a number of services, including health awareness, educational tools such as tutoring, e-tutoring, you know, lectures and workshops on helping inner city youth to know their rights, anything, any types of tools that at-risk youth would be missing because perhaps they live in an environment that doesn't provide them with those tools, we make an attempt to provide them with those tools. And most of what we do evolves around education and health.
Very important. Two very important things. You leave the health out. Some of them can't reach their educational goals because of the health or because of the emotions of, you know, what's going on. They might be in school every day. I've been in the public schools. They may actually be in school every day, but they're just there. So all of these things are very important. We don't know what's going on behind them. They're just sitting at a desk looking at us. We don't know what's going on with them. So all of those things are very important. You did mention something else a little bit back, and I'm going to ask you about that. Thought leadership. Tell me, what is that?
Being a thought leader means that you are able to think outside the box. You're not afraid to ask yourself different questions. What happens a lot of times, Sonia, when we reach a stale, what I call like a stalemate in our lives, or we find ourselves sitting here saying, you know what, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm beautiful, but I'm just not making the progress that I need to be making in my career or in my relationship or, you know, or maybe I just can't get anything jump started. Usually it has a lot to do with our belief systems and our thoughts and because we're not asking ourselves the right questions. So most of us have been taught to remain in what I call a victim mindset where we're all, even when we pray, we're like, why can I have this and why is this happening and why? Well, sometimes we need to change the questions and say, how can I make such and such happen or what could I do differently? Or what kind of person do I need to become in order to attract what it is that I want? And that's called thinking outside of the box, a very basic term, but you become a thought leader when you think outside the box, and that allows you to rise above what I call competitive thinking and into what I call creative thinking.
Okay. I like to sort of, when I put this tape around on the Chicago's Black Business Network, I'd like to sort of, you know, start a dialogue about this because I don't see a lot of conversation about it, not only on our site, but I'm on a lot of sites, probably like you, all week, and I don't see a lot of dialogue about it. There may be dialogue on Pacific sites that are geared toward this particular type of thing, but in the general conversation, in the general sites, you don't see a lot of information out there about it. Am I echoing, Wendy?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, the reason why I think you don't see it a lot and why, see, we're in a certain mindset. We haven't been taught the value or taught how to grow out of mental and emotional laziness. So we've just been taught to work hard, push, and then raise our heads up and see how far we got. But what this requires us to do is, like my grandmother used to say, is get somewhere and sit down and get control of your thoughts, get your mindset and your emotions together. And so you have to take that time to sit down to do it. And a lot of people are afraid because we've just been taught, I got to push. But one of the things that I do is help people to find tools and offer a number of different tools for people so that they can discover their authentic self and that they can move forward into this type of mindset.
Okay. Tell us about some of your authenticity tools and how our listeners can get in contact with you.
Mm-hmm. Can I explain what authentic self is? Because a lot of people may not know. Is that okay?
Yeah, go right ahead. I kind of knew in my mind. Yes, that's a good question. I had my own
definition. I get that question all the time, so I wanted to explain that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
As I mentioned, that I believe that emotional intelligence is the primary tool that liberates our authentic self. And so for most people, the question is, what is authentic self? Well, I believe that we are all here for a reason. We didn't just show up here on the planet to be here, you know, to work a job every day or to do some of the mundane things that that we do. So we have a reason for being here. Our soul has a purpose. We have an assignment, you know. We are not accidents. And so it's important for us to try to figure out, who am I and why am I here and what am I supposed to be doing? And that's our authentic self. And so what the tools that I offer through, and I'll run through some of the services and programs that I have, what I do is I offer tools to help people start on that road and to get the right energy that they need to have in order to discover their authentic self. So I named the company The Authentic You LLC, and then the website is theauthenticyouonline.com for that reason. And we really help emerging leaders and entrepreneurs discover their authenticity or who they really and truly are, not what somebody else says you should be, not what you think you are because that's what somebody told you or what society says you should be, but who your creator intended for you to be.
And that is a really big journey. Now, this is Sonya Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. We're speaking with Wendy Muhammad, the Authenticity Coach. Now, if you visit Wendy's website, theauthenticyouonline.com, here are some of the topics and categories that you can check out. You'll find workshops. Digital distribution information. There's a learning center. There's also a section called Mind of the Entrepreneur, Thought Leadership category, and Authenticity Tools, and much more. She talked a little bit about that. Now, tell us, Wendy, if someone were to call you, what would be the initial thing that you would do? How would this journey begin for them?
Well, it would depend on what they're calling for. If they're calling for individual or group coaching, then I would take a few minutes to just talk to them and kind of feel them out. Because what I've done is I've designed a coaching style that I call authenticity coaching, and it uses tools from a number of different disciplines like emotional intelligence, neuro-linguistic programming, general life coaching, leadership training. So there's a number of different tools, but the primary foundation is emotional intelligence. And so once I talk to them and get a feel for where they are and what it is that they're looking to get coaching from, then we design a coaching program, and I would write that up and send that back to them, and then we put that together. If they're calling for public speaking, you know, we talk a little bit about what they want with that. If it's workshops, I also do advisory services for board of directors and business development and consulting for entrepreneurs. So it just depends on what they're calling for. If they want writing, you know, if they want to be on the Blog Talk Radio show that I have on the Authentic You Radio. So whatever they're calling for, the idea behind my services is that they're custom designed to fit you. So you don't have to come to me and try to figure out how to fit into a box, because I'm not going to try to put you in a box. I'm going to do my best to design something that is specifically with, you know, for you and your goals and what it is that you're striving to do.
Okay, Wendy, tell us about the Blog Talk Radio show. You do a lot of shows in a month. Tell us about the Blog Talk Radio shows and how we can get in contact with you there, your days and your time.
Okay. It's the web address is blogtalkradio.com/TheAuthenticYouRadio. And right now there's two shows. We may be adding a third, but right now there's two shows. On Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, we do what we call a virtual book club discussion. And basically what we do is we go through significant books like The Master Key System, written by Charles F. Hanel. That's the one we're doing now. We just did one on the science of getting rich, and people who join my mailing list will get a link to a free workbook, and the talks that we did on the science of getting rich are now available to be downloaded online, and there's links to that kind of stuff on my website. That's on Wednesday night. So if you just really want to kind of have a weekly study guide, something to remind you of your thoughts and the power of thoughts, we do that on Wednesday nights. And then on Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I have a show called The Mind of the Entrepreneur, where we basically talk to emerging leaders and entrepreneurs. We highlight their business, but we give you a peek, and I'm speaking of you as the listeners, as a peek into the mindset of entrepreneurs, because it's one thing to go online and figure out how to do your business plan and how to put together your strategic plan and lay your business all out. But if you don't have the right mindset, and I say this because I have been there, and I'm somebody who's very technical, I have a background in auditing and accounting and got all the educational pedigree, but in going into business, there were times when I went into business where I did not have the right mindset, and I really, really suffered because I didn't have the right mindset. And so what the show allows you to do is a peek into what it takes to survive, what your mindset needs to be like, let you know that you're not alone in a lot of the things that you're going through. But it's also inspirational because you'll meet all these different business people who are really doing good, and society would have you to think, or depending on the types of people that you're around, would have you to think that nobody's doing good in business and there's nobody out here who you know, is really a successful entrepreneur unless they're like really big people on TV. But there's millions of independent entrepreneurs and contractors out here who are really making a good living for themselves. And so that's what we highlight on Sunday nights.
Okay, that's wonderful. We want you to go through Chicago's Black Business Network.com and post that for us, please. If you will post that in our radio room, we have two rooms for people who are in radio. And then we also have a book lover's corner for your virtual book club information. And maybe we can get that promoted and get them kind of push them a little bit to get them.
And you know, Sonia, what's amazing is that I never intended on having a radio station. And it just shows you how when you get into authenticity, it's almost like the universe takes over and says, yeah, there you go. And so you start to get these things that happen, because my thing was just with my business development and business consulting, I was having these great conversations with entrepreneurs, and I said, well, you know what, why don't I start recording them and posting them on the website? And then I said, you know what, well, why don't I post them on Blog Talk Radio? And so it wasn't live at first. And so the statistics started to be really good with people coming back downloading and sending emails. And I said, okay, this must be a direction that we need to be going in here. And so from that, you know, the show and the station has really started to gain some great popularity, to the point where we've had guests from all over the world who say, hey, I want to come and share on your show. And I don't think it's anything special per se that I've done. I've just kind of stepped into my own authenticity, which then has attracted this kind of stuff to me.
I think it's special, Wendy. I think you put that to be a vehicle and a tool for them to come through. Sometimes, and it just may be me, someone told me in the chat room I'm still echoing, and I don't know how to fix that. But I don't know. But you're just being there to be a vehicle for a person. Sometimes they don't know which way to look, and they see you. Wow. And I didn't mean to have a radio show either. But for some reason it happened, and here we go, and here we go. But I would like to do that virtual book on Wednesday with our book people. I'd like to promote it on our website. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to announcement. We're with Wendy Muhammad on Blog Talk Radio. This is Sonia Perdue, your host. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for joining us. Chef Exclusive LLC, currently on the East Coast, is launching its premier online product for restaurants in the Chicagoland area, and we want you to be part of our dynamic team. If you're not afraid to knock on doors, highly organized, love to network extensively on a laptop computer with Wi-Fi and can close sales, then you should immediately email your resume to mzzsonia@hotmail.com. You may also send a private email on this site for additional information. This is a commissioned sales position, 1 to 2 years of outside sales experience to restaurants and retailers. It's preferred, but we are willing to train those with a strong sales background in other areas. Substantial income to be made with this product. Be the first, not the last, to be part of this product launching. Get started immediately and get a paycheck next week. Email your resume to mzzsonia@hotmail.com. Please send your resume in Microsoft Word form. We will contact you within 48 hours. I want to thank everyone for listening. We're back. This is your host, Sonia Perdue, with Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. Want to let you know that we have tickets for the cycle. We're going to give away 2 tickets for the cycle. Everyone who calls in through the next couple of weeks, their name's going to go in a hat. We're going to pull their name out of a hat, and they can win 2 tickets to the 3 p.m. performance of the cycle on October the 10th, 2009. If you look at our website, chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we do have several other ways for you to win tickets, so please check out our website. Christiana Nance, N-A-N-C-E, if you email us within 24 hours on CBBN, you can be a winner for tonight. So Christiana Nance, she's a member of Chicago's Black Business Network. If you listen, you're listening to us now, or if you listen to us in the archives, within the next 24 hours and send me a private email on Chicago's Black Business Network, you will win 2 tickets to the cycle. We're talking to Wendy Muhammad, the authenticity coach. Wendy, we want to welcome you back. Can you hear us now? Let me turn this on.
I sure can.
You can hear us now. We're having a great conversation with Wendy. I think I want to ask you one question. Let's ask you about your book. You have a book out, Wendy?
I've written 2 e-books. One book called The Secret to How He Won, and it talks about the emotional intelligence of President Barack Obama. And then the other one is called Snippets of My Soul, which is a collection of my blogs and writings over the last couple of years. And basically, it just kind of talks through my authenticity experience, if you will, where I learned to use some of the tools that I've created to get over what I call the disease of unworthiness, the power of meditation, learning how and when to get somewhere and sit down, understanding thoughts as spiritual energy. So the book goes through that, and they're also available on audio downloads as well. So most of Snippets of My Soul is pretty much everywhere on iTunes, eMusic, Rhapsody. You can download Napster. You can download them there. The Science of Getting Rich Talks and the Emotional Intelligence of President Barack Obama are available on Learn Out Loud, and there's links to those on my website. And then I have 2 other books that I'm working on, but they're not done yet. So.
Wendy, tell me this. Tell me this, Wendy. I need to know. You're wearing all of these hats. When do you do this? How do you do this?
How do I do it?
I just can't find the time. I want to do like 100 things, but I run out of hours.
A friend of mine, he was telling me the other day, he said, girl, you do so much, sometimes I'll be tired. I'm like, I know Wendy's still up, I'm going to stay up. But you know what it is? It's asking the right questions of yourself so that when you do work, you're working smart. And, you know, not trying to just sit down and just crank out 20 hours of work. But, you know, sometimes I work in like 3 or 4 hour booths. You know, I also do business consulting, and so I'll take like 3-4 hours and do some work, maybe take an hour break, come back. But as I'm doing that work, even before I start a project, I'm asking myself the questions and doing the emotional and mental work to think outside the box so that when I sit down and work on it, I can accomplish more. So there's not a lot of wheel spinning because I've already kind of wheel spun in my head, if you will.
I got you. It's the truth, Wendy. I do a lot of wondering.
And I said, that's normal. That's not abnormal. We do wonder. I sit down to do one thing, and the hour's gone, and I've done like five other little things, but not that one, you know. And I guess it's a matter of control, and that's very important. I don't have that yet, Wendy. I don't have that yet. But this is what I would like to do. I want you to tell us once again how we can get in contact with you. Our time is winding down, and it's been a great conversation, Wendy. I knew it would be, and we're going to do it again, and we're going to listen to your show. We're going to incorporate that into our website, too. And we're going to talk about how we can do that. And, you know, lift these people up. They need these conversations on a continuous basis, not here, not there, not there. They do. They need it on a continuous basis. I need it on a continuous basis. That speaks for me.
Yeah,
tell us how we can get in contact with you, Wendy. Go ahead.
Sure. I was going to say, because the world that we live in is constantly bombarding us with information and with other mindsets, and it's very easy to buy into those mindsets, and then you find yourself making choices and kind of, you know, evolving all out of your orbit. So you do need these kinds of conversations and these kinds of tools to continue to remind yourself what you should be doing and how you should be thinking in order to reach your own personal authenticity. But the way people can reach me, they can go to my website at www.theauthenticyouonline.com. If they want to email me, they can do so by emailing Wendy@theauthenticyouonline.com. And if they want to call me, they can call me at 206-426-2748. And I'm also on, on your website, on Facebook, on Twitter. They can just, you know, look for The Authentic You, and they'll be able to find me.
Wendy, I want to thank you so much. You know, I appreciate this, and I certainly want to do it again. I'm going to, in the next few days, I'm going to send you an email, and we're going to see how we can incorporate it and make it a part of our website of chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. I would love to do that. We do appreciate you, Wendy, and please come back very soon.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great evening.
You too. My pleasure.
Good night, Wendy. I'm going to close out now. This is Sonia Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network.com. That was Wendy Franklin Muhammad, the authenticity coach. And you can find her on Blog Talk Radio as well. You can find her on my show page. If her link is not there on my show page, it will be before I close down this evening. I want to thank everyone who listened to us and who joined us this evening. We get a lot of hits in archive. You would be surprised. I've got a few shows with 300 and 400 hits on it in archive. People come back and listen to the show. I don't know if it's members passing it around or I can't trace where they're coming from. There must be a way for me to do that. But I want you to know, each and every one of you, I do appreciate it. I appreciate, let me see, who's in the chat room? Andy Clyde, how you doing? Thank you for joining us. James 365. I'm not sure who James is, but if you can leave your contact information in the chat room, I would appreciate it. We save these chat rooms. I thank you so much, but you know we're having a contest. You might be a winner for tickets. So thank each and every one of you for joining us. We're going to close out now with Mr. Brown. You know they're going to be on our show. They're going to be on our show September 22nd, the artist from the 50th anniversary Mr. Dennis Brown CD. Have a great evening, people. We love you, and see you next week, Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Missing you, yeah. Mr. Brown. just give a drop enough. Lots of us in here today. There's no denying the changes you made in my life. You gave me the reason to do the things that I like.
Thank you.